A new Russia, a new reality. The conflict between Russia and Georgia gives us some idea of things to come. It shows, more than conflicts in Eastern Europe, the extra costs of the Iraqi imperial adventure. For America, though it would dearly love to intervene, hasn't the troops nor the materiel to engage the Russians on Georgia's behalf. Instead, it is relegated to the sidelines, while French President Nicolas Sarkozy mediates between the two sides while the U.S. issues press releases. The U.S. media has once again echoed the administration line, which points Russians as the side which provoked the conflict. But most media can only do so if it ignores news reports from early August, which stated that Georgian troops attacked rebel fighters in South Ossetia, an impoverished mountainous region which won independence from Georgia after a bloody war in the early 90s. The Russian incursion also shows that the country, now flush with cash, is a far cry from the debtor nation of a decade ago. This was a demonstration as much to Georgia as it was to the world of a new Russia, aggressive, armed, and willing to enter the former territories of the Soviet era. Russian aggressiveness was made possible in part by its recent oil wealth. As a major oil power, it has profited from the rise in prices since the Iraq invasion, which sent prices soaring worldwide. The actions of one state influences the fate and actions of other states. And where was U.S. umbrage at military attacks on neighbors when Israel bombed Lebanon from coast to coast? When the Arab League begged the U.S. to mediate peace between the two warring sides, America's Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, said what people in Lebanon were seeing weren't bombs and destruction, but the birth pangs of democracy. But that was then. This is now. Russia saw an opportunity, provided a justification, and seized it. Sound familiar? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.